So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
You betcha. You betcha it is. Are you there, Steve?
Oh, it sure is. Definitely is.
Happy birthday for yesterday,
I'm
mate.
I'm pretty sure it is. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Another trip around the sun.
Another trip around the sun. What a strange one this one was.
Have you managed to fit in a bit of viewing in the last week? Have you moved on from Wayne's World and watched something new?
Well, I have been watching something I haven't seen before, but it isn't super new. I've been watching The Little Drummer Girl, which is on TVNZ On Demand, mm-hmm. which is bloody good. It's a John le Carré espionage tale.
Espionage.
Stars Florence Pugh, who's from Midsommar, which is incidentally my viewing for tonight. Midsommar, the director's cut, is on Bloody Odd Neon at the moment, so I want to watch that tonight.
How scary is Midsommar?
Ish. It's a pretty heavy vibe.
It's like scenario scary. It's the best way to put it.
Yeah. It? Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's bad relationship buzz scary.
Mm.
And it's just good kind of pagan vibes.
Half the time you're kind of like, oh, they're kind of onto something here. But then you're like, no, this is a bit not good as well.
But Little Drummer Girl's been fun. I haven't quite finished that yet, but it's a tale of a young woman who gets recruited into a spy plot to foil some Palestinian terrorists in the, I think it's like late 70s, early 80s. Also stars the fantastic Michael Shannon and Alexander Skarsgård, the most beautiful man on the planet. It's good. It's ticking along nicely. And it's I've moved out of that comfort space of just needing to rewatch things I'm familiar with, which is probably a good sign.
Emerging from
what's
your
been
cocoon.
What's been kicking with you guys?
I watched Contagion.
Oh, good.
I just felt ready to watch that movie, so that's what I did.
I think that's advisable.
A little bit annoying how Matt Damon doesn't. Apart from that,
did it have you seeking a miracle cure?
I just like comparing it to how it all went down with us in the real world as to how it all went down, and like it wasn't so much about social distancing and stuff with in the Contagion. They were still kind of hanging out talking to each other, but there was still the pandemic going on, so it's kind of like they sort of missed a few things. I think it'd be obviously they're kind of shooting from the hip because they've never really done it in the real time. Now someone's going to make a really good pandemic movie, obviously, after all this stuff.
Yeah, I saw Contagion at the movies, and fucking hell, did people get like tickles in their throats with that film or what? Like, it was such a twitchy, scratchy audience of people kind of getting quite unsettled in their seats, and any time a person made any kind of a breathy noise or
cough or
you
a
know,
sniffle.
Exactly, there were a couple of coughs, but anything that was like, I am a biological organism, was not met with audience enthusiasm, I tell you that.
Goodness.
How about you, John?
Steve, last night I pretty much cruised through most of Lee Hart's quarantine lockdown special on TVNZ On Demand.
Nice.
Sort of a bit of a recap of some of the stuff he's done in his various sort of projects. Pretty funny. Stands up to the test of time, some of Lee Hart's best moments.
Indeed. I watched him having a chat to the PM, which was pretty Lee Hartian.
Yes, he's pretty lovable.
The other thing that's come across my desk today, my metaphorical desk, is that cinemas are gearing up to open as we move to level 2 from tomorrow. And it's kind of an interesting situation. There's sort of no new product. And I think that, you know, there's going to be some difficulties with movie theaters, even, you know, coming up with systems to operate under the new rules. And, you know, we'll still have to see what the rush from the public to go out and see stuff is really.
Will they just play what was literally kind of playing when all this went down?
Yeah, pretty much. So we've seen we're keeping track of cinemas with sessions as they come online over on the old flicks.co.nz. With a page, we're just updating it as new cinemas, with each cinema that pops up saying they're reopening. So far in Auckland, it's just the Academy Cinemas, Bridgeway, and Monterey and Howick. I think they're all probably relatively straightforward. Bridgeway is a multi-screen. Academy's kind of got that very small one in the main auditorium. But I think probably they'll be able to, cap their total attendance at 100 without breaking too much of a sweat.
You kind of want to go to the crappiest cinema now, eh? Like the one you know no one's going to be there, like not your Sylvia Parks and stuff like that. You really want to go to your lower tier cinema so you can have a little bit of space.
There's a bit of that for sure.
Open air cinema coming in, maybe a little bit of Silo Park, everyone just stands around down there. It's getting cold, isn't it?
It's not the right time of year for that, that would not be a bad one. Looking at what's
drive-in.
On the release schedule, I think this, drive-in, if the Germans can have a drive-in rave,
Vic Park.
We can have a drive-in movie for sure.
Yeah.
looking at the multiplexes, no word yet from them, but the release schedule, the first big film that's dated globally is the new Christopher Nolan film Tenet, which has a global release date of July 16th. Some people overseas are saying that's a bit optimistic, and that sort of remains to be seen yet whether the United States, China, and Europe will, kind of be going whole hog on that or not. There's sort of pros and cons, right? Because that's dated for the 16th. Disney's Mulan is dated for the 23rd. And normally you'd think that those films would take anywhere around sort of maybe a third of available screens at multiplexes, maybe up to a half if they're doing massive business. And then the rest of the screens would be stuff that had been out, in the preceding weeks and months. But potentially they'll have cinemas all to themselves. So, you could go to events St. Luke's, for instance, and every screen might be, capped at a certain audience level, but everyone's playing the same film, which would be quite unusual and fuzzy. But
is it?
It remains to be seen what happens there. The New Zealand Motion Picture Industry Council put out some safety standards today.
Quite a council.
It is. It's NZMPIC. they are doing all the obvious things. So just the basic list is social distancing, public hygiene, hand sanitizer, contactless payments, looking after their staff, wellness, and contact tracing. They've proposed how multiplexes would work, which we'll see what the government reaction is to this. What they're trying to essentially do is treat each screen in a multiplex as a 100 capacity room, and keep them, keep contact between them at an absolute minimum. But I'm not sure how that covers, like, if you get up to go to the toilets halfway through a film and you bump into someone from, the screen next to you, whether that really is going to preserve the sanctity of those limits, and whether contract tracing will be possible. So maybe a couple of things to work out. But yeah, as I mentioned, they don't really have the product to be getting people in on those screens just yet anyway. So now's the time, if you do feel like going to the movies, check out your smaller locals, I reckon.
I actually watched the UFC on the weekend and there was no crowd. They've just obviously got like some place where they can have fights. So that was kind of weird. It was like,
it's like an alley.
That's like the first.
Will they do it?
Well, it's kind of that type of sport, yeah. But it's like the first kind of sport to get back underway, So it's quite interesting.
Was it full empty auditorium?
Full empty auditorium, and the dude like going, "It's time!" and like just a crummy echo because he's just screaming to no one. It's real
weird.
Yeah,
why didn't they
weird.
Put them in a gym or something and make it feel a bit more homely?
I don't know. I think more space,
The WWE did the same thing, and it's. I highly recommend jumping on YouTube and trying to find some of the sort of pre-fight taunts and speeches, because they're basically performing this, big muscly men performing Shakespearean soliloquies.
They're extremely talented.
To no one, and it's real weird and quite cool. There's talk and some of the others. We're going way down a sports track now.
It's all on the TV these days, mate.
There's talk with like when rugby returns that.
I didn't know you were going to talk about rugby.
There was some discussion that would be played behind closed doors. I think the NRL is going to be played behind closed doors.
Match fixing is going to go rife, and that's what's going to happen.
Indeed. Some of the there's been talk that some of the leagues will do virtual crowds, or have some kind of
some dude with like a button of, and just.
I'm not sure if it will. Maybe like a sitcom laugh track when you drop the ball on your
just
on your
Seinfeld all over the whole thing. Fucking man.
It may be more like the on-screen graphics that you see on the field. It might just be some kind of imagery rather than a badly animated Jonah Lomu rugby crowd. Although that in itself would be quite rad.
Somebody's asking if we've started Godless yet. I'm not sure if that's a mindset or a series.
I completely forgot about Godless, so let me just...
Including Steve-O, whoever that is.
Let me just bookmark that. Who's that? I'm going to bookmark that right.
Are you tattooing your thigh, or are you... Okay.
TMI, mate.
It's just that I've got a tattoo gun, so I'm kind of in the game now, that's all.
What's the statute of limitations on you saying now about that tattoo gun? Or is it just forever? I guess it's present tense, isn't it?
It's in my room, so.
I mean, it's not news, but I guess it is fact.
There were two guns left in my room: that gun and an air rifle. It was quite strange.
That is a weird combination of things to leave behind, and a DVD collection. Yeah, but I guess that's kind of worked out for you, hasn't it?
And a PlayStation 2.
Hey, while we're wandering all over the conversational terrain,
what is even happening?
Did you see the coverage of the idiots that tried to the American idiots that tried to invade Venezuela and overthrow the government and got caught? And among the things that they had in their huge amount of kit was, for some reason, an airsoft rifle.
Was this like a small militia from somewhere?
It was an ex-Green Beret who works in the security industry.
Wow.
And I think he cooked up a deal to get paid quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
A couple of American citizens are in custody in Venezuela, but in the photos of the kit, it was like, it looks really impressive and everything, but it's an airsoft rifle.
Oh,
what's
my
that,
goodness.
The question is, who are they working for? Are they like working for a faction of a government there, or like how does, like, there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I think they were paid.
Sticky.
As it turned out, they got ripped off by the people that were paying them, so it's just laughs, jokes on them all around.
So but, they just end up with Venezuela? Oh, crap. No.
But I think the moral is, there's many morals to the story. One of them is, don't try and invade another country with a gun with an orange end on the barrel.
Oh, are you excited about the movie that comes from this, though? It's kind of like a crummy bank robbery, eh? Like, that is a good story. Please tell it.
I think this might be the film that we see Will Ferrell get buffed for, perhaps.
Perfect.
Or just some other hapless chump would be great.
I used to live about an hour by boat off the coast of Venezuela. Just a funny little fact there.
Wow.
Anyway, I mean, Steve.
There but for the grace of God, Hungary. Could have been you.
Could have had myself in Venezuela, damn it.
Hey, by the way, thank you for segueing that right round to making mention of a possible film adaptation so that the previous few minutes weren't just burned airtime.
I got you. Everything's a film, especially if it goes real bad.
Hey, now, I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys next week, I believe.
Oh, good. Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, don't fucking touch me, but yeah, see you then, mate.
That'll be a treat. I'll pass you a beer with some kind of claw device so we can maintain our distance.
Sounds good.
Or we plant the beer like a week earlier in the fridge. We just have to be a week ahead of everything.
Oh, like the big day out trick.
There you go. Bury it. All right, mate.
Righty-ho.
Once again, covered a decent amount of ground. We'll catch you next week.
Bloody good. See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.